This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Beis. We're up to Se'if Tes Zayin. Now, the Ramah just said that if we see that the Tzuras Ha'ois is not Ketikunai, then it's going to be puzzle, even though the Tinoi could read it Kehalacha. So even though the child could read it Kehalacha, if we see it does not have the Tzuras Ha'ois, it's not going to be Kasher. So now the Mechaber continues. Ha demachsherinan kishenivsak ha'ois. That which we render it Kasher, if the ois is split, that's only dafka kishenichtav bekashrus. That's only if it was written correctly. Va'acher kach nifsak. Avla metchila kishenichtav hayasham nekev v'nifsak v'y. But if originally when it was written, there was a hole and it was split. Oyim regel hakaf habshuta. Oy kiyotzeba magia l'soif haklaf. Or let's say the long chaf, or a similar letter, reaches the end of the klaf. Bli hekav klaf metchilasai. And therefore, the bottom of the leg of the chaf never has hefsekvil. There's no parchment space between it and the bottom of the page. So in all these cases, it was never written correctly to begin with. Puzzle, it is puzzle. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So again, this that we're saying, that if there is a hefsek in the letter, that the Mechaber said, nifsak achas miha oisiyois, that a child who's not a chacham and not a tipush, he could read it as a letter, it's kosher. That's if it was written correctly to begin with. It was never written correctly, it's not going to be good. Says Mishra Rosu Kadun and Gimel, Kishanivsaka Ois, Vuadin, Madamachshil El Basif Tezvav. Likewise, that which we kosher earlier in Sif Tezvav, Imnikav Regal Hahe. If let's say the little leg of the hay had a hole in it, Avo Benikav Chaloloi Demachshil Shama Machaber. But that which the Mechaber is machshir hay, even if there's a hole in the middle, hu afilu nikav koidem aksiva. That's even if there's a hole before it was written. V'loi nakad sham im la'achar shenichtav v'chulu elamishum seifa denikav regal. There, the only reason it speaks about if it happens afterwards is for the case where there's a hole in the leg. But where there's a hole in the middle of the hay, that would be good even if the hole was there originally. Sivkata nun dalad. V'achekach nifsak. What's the reason? What's the reason why the letter is only good if it's split after it was written, not if it was split before? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hatam, the reason is, lo ba'ina mukav kvil rak v'esak siva. You only need it to be surrounded by parchment when it was written. Well, if he's that, afilu imagia hanekev my ois la ois shasamachloi gamkin kasher. Accordingly, even if the hole reached, right, if there's a hole in a letter, the issue is it's not mukaf gevil, it's not surrounded by parchment because there's a hole there. So accordingly, even if the hole reached from letter to letter, so now it's mamish not mukaf gevil, not on both sides, not on either letter, gam kein kosher. Achin haderech chayim hilchos kriyas Torah b'din chavzayin machmir b'zeh. Derech chayim is machmir if the whole reaches from one letter to the next. Ayin beber halacha. V'da'oid, you should know further. De'be'inyin negiyas ha'oisiyos. Regarding letters that are touching. Afilu miyoidea beveru shenasa la'achar aksiva. If let's say you know for sure, the letters only began to touch after they were written, gam kein pasul. They are also pasul. So now we're talking about a nupsul, not when there's a hole by the letter, but when the two letters touch. That's a problem even if the two letters, let's say they ran, they melted a little bit, and they began to ran, they ran after. Derech ha'chayim sham l'chein ma'ashem v'yishmuel be'evin o'ezer b'sim kuf chav heis v'katn chav tes ayin sham desfir la gam kein tetzarech lochosh l'teretz rishon shebe'beis yoyse v'dir ha'maschol v'im taimer v'chulu de'ein mechalek b'negia. There's no difference in touching bein imloi hukaf be'is haksiva ay achar kach. There's no difference in touching whether it was not surrounded at the time of the writing or afterwards. Sivkatan Nunhe Mitchila Uve Safek Masai Nasa Hanekev. Now let's say you're okay. So now we say like this: if the whole came before it was written, it's pasul. If the whole came after it was written, it's kasher. Let's say you don't know when the whole came. Did the whole come before? Did the whole come after? I mean, this is a classic question in all halacha. You have an animal, and there's a mum, or there's a tarfus. When did it happen? So the question is: is there a cheskas kashrus over here? Uve safeg masa nasa hanekev toilin de achar ksiva nasa. We assume it came later. Why? The mistama im haya be'esak siva, because mistama, if it was at the time that it was written, haya ha-sofer royeyu, the sofer would have seen it. Im loisha ha-nekev katan ma'od, unless it's a tiny, tiny hole, that you could say, well, maybe the sofer missed it. Now, the Shevet HaLevi, quoted by the Dirshu, says that if you have a sofer who's not becheskas medakdik b'masav, it will be very difficult when you find the hole, because it could have been there all along. Also, the Shevet HaLevi, quoted by the Dirshu, says that if there are other holes in the klaf, not in the makam of the ksiva, then you can't be makel if there's another hole in makam ksiva, because it's muchach that some of the holes were there before. So you can't say, well, those holes were there before, but this hole that passes the Sefer Torah, that only came after. Sort of the other holes are moira, they demonstrate, or at least make it a very strong likelihood that they were there all along. Okay, we'll hold over here. We'll pick this up. Bez Hashem tomorrow. Good to see everybody back. Kol Tov. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.